Shnayis Mesechta Mikvois. Mishnalef Sheish Mailois B'Mikvois. There are several different categories, types of Mikvois, that Zulam Alamizu. One has a bigger halacha than the other one. And the Zulam Alamizu, that this one, it's a double ocean, but means the same thing, that there are six different types of bodies of water, that each one has a bigger type of a tyra more than the other one. Now, the first one is Mei Gevoyim. That means water that was gathered together on the floor. In other words, a puddle of water on the ground. Now, it doesn't have a boyim so it's not called the mikvah, it's not metayr anybody, but it has halachas like this, that shosa tomei v'shosa tohor tomei. Let's say first a person that's tomei went to drink some water from this puddle of water. And we have to be afraid now that when he picked up the water, so the water that went into his mouth became tamei, because the person that's tamei is metama the water. Now we have to be afraid maybe some drops of that water fell back into the puddle of water. Now in this puddle of water, the loch is, kol zaman the water is like attached to the ground, so the water is not mekabel tuma. That's the main halacha of Mei Gevoyim, that when the water is in a puddle of water on the ground, if a tamei touches that water, it's not mekabel tuma. Now, even after the water is detached, is picked up from the ground, it depends. If you picked it up l'ratzon and you wanted to use the water, then it will be mekabel tuma. But let's say you picked up the water shelo b'ratzon, like we'll see later. Let's say a piece of bread by mistake fell into this puddle of water. Now when you pick up the bread, like the water on the bread, really you don't want the water there. So therefore that water is still considered like it's attached to the ground, and it would also not be mekabel tuma. But over here we're talking about, let's say this person that's tummy, he went down to drink from this puddle of water. So kol zaman the water is in the puddle, it's not mekabel tuma. Like that's the smila, that the water in the puddle is not mekabel tuma. But when he started to drink it, he picked the water up and he wants that water. Now that the water is picked up out of the ground, now what is mekabel tuma? So we have to be afraid maybe a drop of that water fell back into the puddle. So when it falls back into the puddle, that drop is not mitame the rest of the water, because the rest of the water is still attached to the ground that wasn't detached yet, so it's not mekabel tuma. But we consider that drop of water as if it's still there. It's not bottle, but it's still there, that's all. So now the chiddush is, let's say v'shosa tor. Now let's say a person that's tor goes down to drink water from this puddle. So alocher is tamei. This person now becomes tamei. Because we have to be afraid when he's drinking the water, maybe he's going to pick up the drop that fell from the first person that was tamei. So now when he picks up the water, that drop of tamidic water has the power to be metama the rest of the water, let's say in the glass. Let's say he picks up the water in the glass to drink from. So we have to be afraid in this glass that he's drinking from now, maybe we have the first drop that fell from the person that's tamei, so that drop is still tamei. And now it's metama the rest of the water in the glass, because now this water is detached from the ground. Therefore, the halacha is when you drink water that's tamei, you also become tamei, which is nageya to poisles truma. That the person that's Torah drinks water that's tamei, he now passes truma. If he touches truma, he makes a truma puzzle. So that's this halacha. What's going to be shosa tamei umile bikli tahor is also tamei. Again, let's say first a person that's tamei went to drink water from this puddle here. So again, we have to be afraid that some drops from him fell back in again. So there are drops of tamei. And now somebody, umila bikli tor, somebody took a keli that's tor, a glass that's tor, to fill up some water from this puddle. So we have to be afraid now when you pick up the water again, maybe in this glass now there's a drop from the first person that was tamei. So that drop is metame now all the water in the glass. And the locher is a mayim, that's tamei, is metamei a kli. So therefore this kli also becomes tamei. What about shosei tamei? Again, first the person that was tamei drank from this puddle of water. And we have to be afraid a drop of his spit or that fell back into the puddle. And now the nofal kikul shel truma. And now a bread of truma fell into this puddle of water. So again, it depends. Im he diach. If you're putting this bread into the puddle because you want to wash off the bread, so it comes out that when you pick up the bread, you're nicha with the water on the bread. So again, when you pick up the bread, we have to be afraid. Now maybe there's the drop of tamidic water that fell from the first person. So now that it's on the bread, it's being metama all the rest of the water, because you're detaching the water now, the rotzin. Therefore, since the water becomes tamei, the water also is metama the truma. Therefore, tamei. But v'yim loy hediach, that's the chiddush. Let's say this kikish or truma fell into this puddle of water by accident. Like you didn't want it to be there. You don't have intentions of washing off the bread. So therefore, the water that comes up now, like you did not detach it l'rotzen. As far as you're concerned, you would rather the water still be in the puddle. Therefore, tor. Therefore, the bread and the water is still tor. That's the first chiddush we said. That the water in the puddle is not makabel tumah. Water that's mechuba, like attached to the ground, is not makabel tumah. Here, even though when you pick up this bread, so the water now is like detached from the ground, but since it was not done l'rotzen, you do not want the water detached. As far as you're concerned, you would have wanted that the bread should have never fell into this puddle. Therefore, the water up now is not l'rotzen, therefore it's still considered like it's mechubel kaker, and it's not mekabel tuma. Therefore, the water is tor, and who adin, the bread, the kikush truma, is also tor. Now, Mishnah Beis says the same chiddush over again, that in the same type of a case of mei geva, the water, a puddle of water on the ground. So now, mile dekli tamei. Let's say somebody, not that he was tamei, but he just had a kli, a glass that was tamei. So he went to fill up the water with his glass that's tamei. And we have to be afraid, like when he finishes drinking the water, he spilled the water back into this puddle. So when the water was detached, l'rotzen, you want to drink from the water is mekabel tumah now from the kli. And now when the water falls back into this puddle, we have to be afraid there's some water that's tamei mixed up in the puddle. And now v'shasa tor, now a person that's tor goes down to drink from this puddle. So again, tamei, the person is tamei, even though when the water is still in the ground, it's not mekabel tumah. But when you lift up, when the person goes down to drink the water, we have to be afraid now that maybe when he's drinking the water, there's a drop of that first water that's tamei. Now is touching this other water that was picked up l'rotzayin. Therefore, all the water that he has, that he's drinking, is tamei. Therefore, he also becomes tamei. What about mile bikli tamei? Same type of a case. You go down to fetch water from this puddle, from a glass that's tamei. And umile bikli tor, and then later, not that you go down to drink, but you have a kli that's tor, and you fetch some more water later. So again, tamei, we have to be afraid now, this kli now becomes tamei. Because we have to be afraid from the first glass that was tamei, it was matama the water, and some of that water you spilled back into the puddle. And now when you pick up water a second time, even though the kli is tor, you have to be afraid, since you're picking up the water mirotzen, you want the water up, and we have to be afraid maybe there's a drop of that first water that was tamei mixed in this glass now. So that drop is metamei all this water. And the water, mashkim, that's tamei, is metamei the kli. Therefore, again, the kli is also tamei. What about milei bikli tamei? You picked up the water with the kli that's tamei. V'nofa kikel shatruma. And afterwards, now, a kikel shatruma fell into the puddle of water. So it depends. Im hediach, if the reason why the kikel, the bread, is there, because you want to wash it off. So when you pick up the bread, you're nicha with the water on it. So then tamei. Then we have to be afraid when you pick up the water now, maybe there's a drop on it still from the water that was in the first kli that was tamei that was spilled back again. So that drop is now metamei all the water on the kikar, and the melel of the kikar also becomes tamei. But v'yim lo hidiach, if the bread first fell down, not intentions to clean it off. But in other words, you're not nicha with the water. Now when you're picking up the bread, if so, the water picked up now is shalei l'rotzen, therefore tor, therefore that water is not mekabel tumah, therefore the bread and the water on it remains tor.
Mishnah Gimel. Noflu mayim tameim, let's say water that's tamei fell into this puddle of water, then v'shosa tor, now a person that's tor went to drink some water from this puddle, so again tamei, he becomes tamei for the same reason. We have to be afraid now when he's drinking, he picks up the water, maybe there's some water of the tamei mixed into this water, and now that it's up, it detached l'rotzon, it's mekabel tumah, he becomes tamei. What about noflu mayim tameim? Again, some water that's tamei fell into this puddle of water. Umile biklitor, and he picked up now water with a glass that's tor. Again, tamei. The glass also becomes tamei for the same reason. Noflu mayim tameim. Let's say again, water that's tamei fell into this puddle of water. V'nofa kikul shel truma, and now the bread of truma fell into this puddle. So the same halachas. Im hediach tamei. If you wanted this bread to fall in there to wash it off. So then when you pick up the bread, the water is detached, l'rotzen is mekabel tumah. V'yim lo yediach, but if you do not want the water to be detached, then tor.
then it's not makabel tuma. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "Bein sheyadiach, bein shelo yadiach tamei. Whether you want this bread to be washed off, whether you want the water up, or whether you do not want the water up, in both cases the water is makabel tuma, it becomes tamei." Now, some learn Shan Rabbi Shimon like this. Really, we were missing one yediyah we didn't speak out before. And that is, like, how come the Tanakhama says that v'yim lo yediyach tor, that if the bread did not fall in there on purpose, like to wash it off, then when you pick up the bread is still tor. The question is, when you pick up the bread now, let's be afraid there's a drop of water that's tamei that's on the bread now. So true, the other water that's from the puddle, since it was detached, shalei the rotz, and it's not makabel tuma. But koponim, the one drop that was water tamei, why aren't we afraid that drop of water tamei is now touching the bread, will be matam of the bread? So what you have to say is, that drop of water of Tameh is like botol in the water of Tor. In other words, if it has the power to be matama the water, then we look as if all the water is Tameh, therefore it could be matama the bread. But if the rest of the water, like, was detached from the podl, shalei l'rotzen, so he said then the water is not makabel tuma. So you have that one drop of water Tameh here, true, it doesn't become botol by itself, but it doesn't have a power to be matama or anything. Because we always consider as if like it's bottled in the other water that's tahor. Like it's only not bottled later, it could be matama something else. If it has the power like to wake up from its tumma. But kolzuman that's mixed into water that cannot be makabel tumma, we look as if the whole thing is tahor. That's why we said this bread, the bread remains tahor. However, Rabbi Shimon, the pshat Rabbi Shimon, why he says no, the bread is tamei, because Rabbi Shimon is chayshish, you have to be afraid like this. True, this bread now fell into this puddle of water, and you picked it up, shalei l'rotzen. You did not want the water on the bread at all. So therefore, kol zaman, there's still some water of the puddle on it. It's takanat makabel tuma. But we have to be afraid, maybe all the other water will dry up and go away. And the last drop of water on this bread will be the water that was tamei originally. Now, if you only have that water that's tamei, then it would be metama the kikar. It's only not metama, kol zaman, it's mixed into the water that's tahor. So Rabbi Shimon is chashish that maybe the last drop of water that will be on this bread will only be the water that's tamei. Therefore, he holds in all cases the bread, the kikar shel truma, is tamei.
Mishneh Dalet. Nofal asoichon meis. Let's say a meis fell into this puddle of water. Oy sheholach ben hatamei. Or else the person that's tamei walked through the water. So the pshat is the water was not detached. The water is always staying still in the puddle. So therefore, this water is not makabel tuma. That was the first chiddush we learned, that this mega boyim is not makabel tuma, kol zaman it's attached to the ground. So therefore, v'shosa tor, let's say after the mace fell in, now a person drinks from the water that's tor, the person remains tor, because this water was not makabel tuma. Now the Mishnah says, echad mega boyim, whether it's water of a puddle, or else mei baris, baris is like a round ditch, mei sichon, that's like a long ditch, mei ma'oros, like a cave, mei tamtsis sheposku, that means the rainwater that from the snow that melted, that stopped flowing, it came to a stationary place, or also mikvois, shein behem aboyim so, if you have a mikve, even the water that you gather together, l'shem tfila, but now there's no aboyim so they all have the same halacha. That's this halacha of mega aboyim, which is a puddle of water, which does not have aboyim so. So the chedushim, the halacha is all like we just said, that it's not kosher l'tfila, because there's no aboyim so. The only maila is that the water is not makabel tuma. Kol zaman the water is attached to the ground, or you didn't pick it up l'rotz, and it's not makabel tuma. So now it says the chiddush is like this, that b'shas hagashomim, in the rainy season, hakol tor, any puddle of water you find, we always have right to say if the water is tor. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe a person that's tamei drank from it and some of his water fell back in, because in the rainy season, people don't go down to drink from it. What about poskul hagashomim? After the rainy season stopped, then it depends. Hakroivim liyir, if the puddle of water is near the city, voladerech, near the road, tameim. Then we have to be afraid that maybe a person that was tamei drank from it, and when he picked up the water was makabel tuma from himself, and some of his water dropped back in again. So again, we have to be afraid, like we have the lochas before, that you could become tamei. But for a chaykim, the puddle of water that are far away from the road or from the city, then tohirim. Then we still say that cheskas tayra, that most probably nobody went to drink from it yet, until we know that a lot of people went past by there.
then we have to be afraid that maybe somebody was tamei drank from it, and when he drank from it, like we said, he picked up some of the water then was makabel tuma, then we have the lochas of the Mishnah Yisim before.
Now, Mishnah, me'emosai toharoson,
like if you have this puddle of water, let's say it was close to the city, after the Zman HaGeshomim, that we say, with becheskas tamei. So now, once it was becheskas tamei, when, what has to happen to it now, that again it become a cheskas tairah, to say the puddle of water is tahor. So Beishamai Yemer Beishamai says, Meshayirbu, when more water, more, new rainwater falls into it, and there's more new rainwater than there was before, V'yishtoifu, also it has to overflow. From now, then we have a right to say that the water tamei fell out, and therefore
it's tahor. Now Beisilu says, Rabui, it's enough just if more water fell in, now there's a ribui, of like if you, before you had, let's say, 5 gallons, now if you have 6 new gallons of water come in, it's tor. Afo pishle shof, even though it didn't overflow. Rabbi, in the halacha is like Beisilu. Rabbi Shimon says, shotfui, if it overflows, like let's say the ditch wasn't that deep, and you only had 2 gallons before, and now a 0.5 gallon falls in, and it starts to overflow. That also makes it tor. Because again, in some of the svaras, we could say that the mayim that was tamei fell out. Afo pishle rabbi, even though the new 0.5 gallon you're pouring in is not roiv, is not more than the water you had before. Still, in all these cases, whoever holds the store, now the water is ksher in lachala. You're allowed to use this water to make challah with it, or to clean kalim. Do you want to use for challah? Velita mehemli yadayim. You're allowed to use this water to make metilah shadayim from. Like you got to put a kli into this water and pick up the water to make metilah shadayim. But you're not allowed to put your hands inside here because it's not called a good tefillah because it's not aboyim so. And we'll see later on. Certain times it's enough just to put your hands into the mikvah. But here, since it's less than aboyim so, therefore just as water becomes tor, that you use the b'taras netilah, and that's what Mishnah means, v'litum hand lo yadayim. All right, so far this was the first milah. This was called milah of megaboyim. Now the next Mishnah will talk about the next milah.
Your Mishnah of Lamala Mehen, what's a bigger tyro than the halachas before of Megaboyim, that's May Tamtsis Shleposku. That's like rainwater that's melting down from the mountains, from the snow, that did not stop running yet. That's called May Tamtsis, the snow that's melting down now, and a zerchlet's running down from the mountains, and this water did not stop running yet. And we're talking about again now that there's no aboyim so. Still no aboyim so over here. But still, this has a bigger mile than before. That here, since it did not stop running yet, here we say if any mayim to mayim fall into this, they become bottom river as if they're not here anymore. Therefore, the loch has changed a little bit. Therefore, it's like this. What's going to be shosa tomei? Let's say a person that's tomei starts to drink some of this water, takes the glass out and starts to drink it. So even though a drop or two fall back in again, and then b'shosa tor, then a person that's tor drank from the same water, is tor, still remains tor, because these few drops that fell back in again, right away become bottle in this running water. That's the milah over the halachas before of megaboyim, there was still water, there the few drops of tumah that fall in do not become bottle, they just stay there. Now the same thing, shosa tumah, let's say a person that's tumah drank from this running water, or mila b'kli tor, then they fetch some water with the keli that's tor, is tor, or remains tor. We're not afraid for those drops, because those drops became bottle b'roiv in the water. What about shosei tomei? A person's tomei drank from the water. V'nofa kikusha truma, and then a kikusha truma fell into this water. Again, afa pi shadiach, even though you have das, you want the kikur to go in, you want to wash you off the kikur, still tor, it remains tor. For the svar we said, the drops of water that's tomei becomes bottle in the flowing water. What about,
let's say, mila b'kli tomei, you fetched water with the kli that's tamei, so that kli was metama the water once you picked it up. Vishos, and then we're afraid some water dropped back again. And then vishos tor, then a person that's tor drank from this running water. Again, tor, he remains tor over here, again, since the water became bottled. And the same thing, mila b'kli tamei, or mila b'kli tor is also tor, the same thing. Even though first you used a kli tamei, there was a metama the water, even if the water fell back in, it became bottled. Therefore now when you fetch it with the kli tor, it remains tor. Mila b'kli tamei, again you fetch water out with the kli that's tamei, so that water in the kli becomes tamei. Then even if some drops fall back again,
and then benofa kiddush of truma, a bread of truma falls in here. Afa pisha diach, even though you have das to wash off the bread, see nicha with the water coming up, it's tolish bedas. Still tor, the bread remains tor, like we said, because those drops of water became bottle. Noflu mayim tumei, let's say pure tamadik water fell into this flow of water, so again it becomes bottle bread right away. Therefore, v'shos the tor, someone's tor drinks from it, tor, he remains tor. What about noflu mayim tumeim umila b'kli tor? Same thing, tor. If tamadik water falls in there and then you use the kli tor to fetch new water out, the kli remains tor. Noflu mayim tumeim v'noflu kikush of truma. Let's say some tamadik water fell in here and then your bread loaf of truma fell in. Afo pi shadich, even though you have das to wash it off, still tor again remains tor. For the same svara that drops of water became tamadik, became bottle in the flowing water. And it says now, ksherim l'truma, this water now is kosher to use for truma. And velita mem liyadayim, you'll have to be toivel for this water, you'll have to wash your hands with this water. In other words, this water is 100% tor. Now, Mishnah Zayin, l'mala mehen, what has a bigger mile of taira, even after metamtsus, that's mikvah sheyesh b'yaboim so. That's a kosher mikvah that has 40 so of water. Sheboi toivlu namadvilin. In a mikvah, you're allowed to be toivel. A person could go down there if he's tummy to become tor. Or matvila means you're allowed to put kalim tumeim into the mikvah. Or else your hands also, you're allowed to be matvil in the mikvah. Lamala mihen, what's a greater mila of taira? More than a mikvah? That's mayan, that's a flow of well water, flow of stream water. Shemeim of muwatim, that the water is only a little bit. And varabu all of mayim shuvim, that you have a lot of a majority rive of mayim shuvim here. In such a case, it's shovel la mikvah letaye bashbarin, that when this mayim stops flowing, if it's a still mayim, then it's mitayer like a regular mikvah is, only when the water is staying still. Or la mayim, it also has a mile of a mayim of a well, lahatful by the kolshu. No matter how small amount of water is there, you could be toivel inside this. That's a mile of a mayim, we'll soon see a well, water, spring water over a mikvah. A mikvah bedavka needs aboim so. Less than 40 so, the mikvah is possible. A mayim, though, is kosher, even though it's less than aboim so. Some say it has to be something that could fit in there, like a kli. If you have a small amount of water there and a kli could fit in, then the kli could become tahor. So again, the chiddush before was, if you have this mayim, if you have this well, that the water is a small amount. Now, if there wouldn't have been mayim shuvim falling into it, so that in a mayim we know is mitayr even bezeichlin, even when the water is running, still it's mitayr. By a mikvah, it's the opposite. A mikvah only has tayra when the water stays still. If, let's say, the snow comes down and then it starts to melt and the water starts flowing, so even though there's aboyim saw there, you can't be toivel. Cause the amount of water is not still, you can't be toivel. But in a mayim, from a well, from a living place, then we see even the water is flowing, still you could be toivel there. But that's only if you don't have, in our case, a roiv of mayim shuvim. But when you have roiv, the majority of mayim shuvim, then it's only mitar when the water stays still and not when the water is running. And the same thing, that this mayim still has a milo over the mikvah, is that still, even though there'll be less than a boim sohir, still you could be table things that fit into it. Now, lamalam hen, what's even greater than this? Mayim muchim. If you have, let's say, dirty water from a mayim, flowing water, shehin metairim bezeichlin. We're not talking about the mayim shuvim fell in here. Now, again, mayim shuvim means water that was fetched by a person that's possible to be used for a mikvah. But here we're talking about you have mayim, well water, muchim, just the well water is a little bit dirty. Still, it's mitayr bezeichlin even when the water is flowing. L'malamihem, what's even greater than this? Mayim chayim. That means real mayim, real fresh well water. Shebehen in them tefila lezovim. That's what a zav has to go into. It's not enough to go into a mikvah. He has to go into a mayim. It's called mayim chayim. V'hazoyil ha-metzorim. From this water you could fetch to make hazot, we have to sprinkle upon a metzorah. And Rashi says, says both have mayim chayim in the kli, and then you sprinkle the blood from the mitzvah inside it, the blood of the tzipor, of the carbon of a mitzvah. So you have to use only water from mayim chayim. Uksherim, also water from a real, from live, well water that's clean, k'sherim l'kadish mi amechatis. Let it use that water in order to put the ashes of the paradum in there to make a kiddush. And from this, we're metayer the temeim of a tomimeis. So that's the big...
Yeah, paragbeis. Mishnah. Hatomei shiyored litvo. A person that was tomei, they went down to the mikvah to be tovel in the mikvah. Now, sofek tovel, sofek leitov, tovel. He has a sofek whether he went into the mikvah or whether he didn't go into the mikvah. He can't remember. Or else afilu tovel, even if he knows for sure he went into the mikvah, but sofek, he has a doubt whether yesh boy aboyim so, sofek ain boy, he has a doubt whether there was a 40 so in the mikvah when he went in there. Was it a kosher mikvah? Or maybe there wasn't 40 so. He has a doubt if the mikvah was kosher or not. Or else, let's say shnei mikvois. He has two mikvois in front of him. Echod yesh by aboim so. One mikveh has aboim so for sure. The echod shein by, and one does not have for sure aboim so. Now tov al biyechod mihem. He went down to one of the two, and the any yodei liyetz mihem tovel, and he does not know now which one of the two did he go into. So in all these cases, the locher is sveike tomi. Men asofik, we leave the person becheskas tumah the way he was before, until we know for sure that he has the tire that he went to the mikvah. So any time we have a doubt whether he went to the mikvah or not, we say becheskas, he is still tomei. Yeah, that's called sveike tomi. Now Mishnah Beis, what's going to be mikvah shenimadad v'nimtza choser? We have a mikvah that before we knew it had 40 so was a kosher mikvah, and now when we went down to check it out, to measure it out, we found out that it's chosar, it's missing, it's less than 40 so. So the locher is called tahoros. Any person that went down to the mikvah in between the last time we checked it out and now, and he did any type of tyrus, he touched tyrus in between, shenasu agavav lemafreya, that was done on any tyrus that was used because of somebody going down to this mikvah, from lemafreya means from the last time we checked it out until now. So bein b'rishus yochid, whether this mikvah is in rishus yochid, bein b'rishus rabim, whether the mikvah is in rishus rabim, tmeyas, with anything that was touched because of this mikvah is still tamei. And the chiddush is, even though usually we say sofik tumah b'rishus rabim is tor, that's only if you have a sofik if you touched something, if you became tamei or not. So sofik, to become tamei, we say b'rishus rabim, the special exercise because we learn out from Saita that you tor. But over here, the case is that you were vadei tamei. The person was vadei tamei. The sofik is, did he become tor or not? So when you have a sofik tairo, here we don't have the klal of sofik tumah b'rishus rabim is lahokel, but rather in all these cases we leave the person becheskas tumah, and therefore we say that tefillah was no good. Now, b'med devar mamurim, when was this said? B'tumah chamura. If the person was tumi midiraisa, tumah chamura means he touched enough at tumah that the person was really tumi. Aba b'tumah kala, let's say the person only had a tumah midrabanan on him, like the kugoyin, like the cases are, ochal oichlim tameim, if a man of a person ate food that's tamei, so midiraisa an oichel is not mitame an odom. But midrabonon, though, if he eats the shear of a chatzi pras, he becomes tamei midrabonon. Or else, v'shosa mashkim tameim, he drank a revius of water that was tamei. Also, midiraisa is tor, midrabonon is tamei. Or else, a bo roishiv ruba b'mayim shuvim. Most of his body and his head went into mayim shuvim. That's also a psul midrabon, you become tamei midrabonon. Or else they threw on top of you, on top of your head and most of your body, gimel lug yamayim shuvim. Also, you have upon yourself now a tumah midrabonin. So in such a case, the yorad litvul, a person that had such a tumah on him, now he goes down to the mikvah to be tovel. So lochri is sofak toval, sofak le tovel. If he has a doubt now whether he went into the mikvah or whether he did not go, afilu tovel, even if he knows for sure he went into the mikvah, still he has a doubt, sofik yesh by aboim so, sofik ain boy, he has a doubt whether there is aboim so in the mikvah or not, or else shnei mikvois, let's say there are two mikvois in front of him. Echod yesh by aboim so, one mikvah for sure has aboim so, the echod shein boy, and one does not have, and tov al b'yechod mihen, he went down and went into one of them. V'yein yodei b'yezem em tovel, and he does not remember anymore which mikvah he went to be tovel in. So in all these cases, sveikoi tor. Here, even though it's a suffix whether he became tor or not, like we know for sure he was tamei, still here, with a doubt, he becomes tor. That's the klal, since it's only a suffix midrabonin, on a suffix midrabonin, the rabbanon will make all. They say that that sveikoi is tor. However, Rabbi Yossi mitame, Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says, even though it's only a tumah midrabonin, but so what?
Since Shebecheskas Tuma, that's what Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Kol Davar Shebecheskas Tuma, anything that's Becheskas Tuma, is Liyavim Hu Bepsulei, it always remains Tamei. Ad Shevoda Shetor, until we know for sure it became Tor. That was even though it's a Sofik with the Rabbonin, still he holds, you have to go to Chumrah to say that he's Bechem because he's a Chazok here. Because he's Becheskas Tuma, until we know for sure he was Tor. Now, Avos Sveiko Litame Uletame Tor. But if we have a Sofik, whether he was Mekabel Tuma or not, and it's only a Sofik, he's Mekabel Tuma with Rabbonin, then for sure we go to Kula. Because here it's since the Sofik with Rabbonin, and Ad Rabbi Becheskas Tyra on the person, he still remains Tor. So Litame means whether he became Tomei. Those we have a Sofik, whether he ate Oichlam Temeim, or whether he drank Mashkum Temeim. Well, the Tame means, let's say he was Tomei with these types of Tumah, and we have a Suffolk now if he touched food, if he touched a Kikar Shal Truma. So you have a Suffolk now, did the Truma become Tomei or not? So in these cases, since the man, or else the Truma, has a Cheskas Tyra, here Rabbi Yosi would also agree that a Suffolk would be Tor. However, the Maisa, we did not pass on the Rabbi Yosi, we passed on a Suffolk the Rabbanon. Even though, like we know for sure you were Tomei, the Suffolk is now, did the Tumah go off or not, we also pass on Lekula.
All right, turn over. Yeah, we're up to Perek Mishnah Gimel.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Sofek Mayim Shuvim Shetiru Chachamim. Where there are cases about a Sofek Mayim Shuvim that the Chachamim said it's Tor.
So now the Mishnah explains it. It really is like a Mishnah in Tyrus that said Sveikru Shetiru Chachamim, and now the Mishnah goes to explain it.
That Sofik Noflu, Sofik Le Noflu. We have a doubt whether the Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim fell into the mikvah. Now the locher is, before you have Aboyim Sor in the mikvah, before you have a Kosher mikvah, if Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim means water that was fetched by a person, or that's in a Kli, went into the mikvah, then the mikvah becomes possible. So now if you have a Sofik, whether the Gimel Lugim fell into the mikvah or not, now, afilu noflu, even if you know for sure, gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah. But sofek yesh behem aboyim so, sofek ain't behem. He have a doubt if at the time when the gimel lugim fell in, maybe there was already 40 so in the mikvah. And the law is, once you have a kosher mikvah, once you have a aboyim so then even though a lot of mayim shuvim falls in, still the mikvah remains tor. So you have a sofek whether there was aboyim so or not. Or else, shnei mikvois, you have two mikvois in front of you. Echud yesh bo aboyim so, one of these two mikvahs is kosher already. It has its aboyim so. The yechad ein boy, and one mikvah does not have aboyim so. Now, no fali yechad mehen. If there's gimel lugim mayim shuvim, which is the shear to pass of the mikvah, if there was not yet aboyim so, this shear fell into one of the two mikvahs. The any day you do not know liyezim mehen nofal, into which one of these two it fell. So in all these cases, the locher is tzvekei tor. Since we have a doubt whether the gimel lugim fell into the mikvah to pass it or not, and even if the gimel lugim did fall in, it's only possible with the rabbanon. Therefore, it's a suffix psul with the rabbanon. That again, we go lekula to say that the mikvah is still tahor. Bivnei sheyesh loy b'may yisle. Here the Mishnah says svaro, because we have what to be tolid in. That we have a right to say it fell into the mikvah that has aboyim sor. But we have a right to say maybe it didn't fall in altogether. Since we have b'may yisle, what to be tolid, what to say, what to say happened, where it happened to, so it, like it happened to something else. Therefore, it's mutter. What about though, hoyushneyem chusim yaboyim so, even if you have two mikvahs in front of you, but both of them have less than aboyim so, v'nochal liyechol mehem, and now in one of these two mikvahs fell the gimelugimayim shuvim, and v'yen yudei liyezim mehem nochal, you do not know into which mikvah it fell into. So now here, one of these two for sure is tamei. We don't know which one. So in such a case, since we have a vade, that one is tamei, sveke tamei. Here we say in Asafik, we have to act as if both of them are Tomei. Shein loy b'may yisle. We don't have what to be told, what to say, where it went. Like here we know for sure it went into one of these two. So to make them both Torah, we can't, because we know for sure one is Tomei. And we don't know which one. Therefore, even though it's only Asafik, Midirabonin, here you have to go, l'chumro, to say that both are Tomei. We'll see later on in the Mishnayis, how you can be Mitaya such a mikvah. What do you have to do with it? Mishnah Dalet. If you first start to make up the mikvah, there's no water at all, then he holds, even if you only have a revius, one revius of a lug, say the four ounces of mayim shuvim, pesanes the mikvah. That will pass on the mikvah. Now you want to put regular kosher water into the mikvah remains puzzle. But let's say first you started out with kosher water. You put in a few lugim or a few saws of kosher, and even though you don't have aboim so yet, and now some mayim shuvim fall in, it only becomes puzzle with shloisha lugim apneha mayim. Then you have to have more than a revius. Then you have to have gimel lugim. Like a revius is always a revius of a lug. So then you have to have like 12 times as much, you have to have gimel lugim. Whether it's the beginning, whether you're first starting to make the mikveh also, and mayim shuvim falls in, even though you have a few revi'asim there, but as long as you do not have gimel lugim mayim, the water like becomes bottle, and it doesn't pass all the mikveh. The mikveh remains kosher. Only if you have gimel lugim mayim shuvim falling in before you reach the stage of aboim so, and even though it's the beginning, also you need gimel lugim. Mishnah Hey, mikvah sheyesh poi shalosh gumos shamayim shuvim shelugluk. Let's say on the floor of the mikvah there are like little holes, and each guma, each hole has a lug of mayim shuvim in it. So now they're not touching one another; they're spread out. But between the three holes we have gimel lugim, but neither of them is touching one and the other. So what's the locha? So it's like this. If you know, let's say the floor was slanted, or upwards. So therefore, and the third hole was pretty high up. So therefore, if you know for sure there's aboim so in the mikvah before the water reached the height of the third hole, so it comes out that you have aboim so here now before you have gimel lugim attached to this mikvah. Therefore, for sure it's kosher. The mikvah is kosher. But v'yimlav, let's say all three holes are on the bottom, and when you start to fill it up, the water, goes into all three of them, and you don't have aboim. So yet, then posel. Since the water attaches all three holes together, we look as if this gimel lugim of mayim shuvim is in the mikveh right now, therefore the mikveh is posel. However, Rabbi Shimon says no, the mikveh still remains kosher. Why? He says, mefnei shu kemikveh samach lamikveh. Since each hole is a separate hole by itself, and the actual holes are not touching one another, therefore he holds, even though the water comes on top of it, and the water, like, is touching all three of them together, we still look as if the mikveh, the holes are separate holes, and each one only has one lug, so we do not look as if we have three mikvehs, three gimel lugim in this mikveh. However, the loch is like the chachamim, like the Tanakhama, that we hold no, since lamaisa the water is above these three holes, we look as if all three holes are in the mikveh, and therefore we look as if we do have gimel lugim mayim shuvim in the mikveh before our boim saw came in, therefore it's possible. Mishnah Vov, ha-mesanek es ha-titlitz dodim. If somebody wants to be like mesanek, means like mesalek, you like push away the dirt on the side of the mikveh. There's on the floor of the mikveh there's some dirt, so you want to push away the dirt to the side, and when you're dragging away the water in the dirt like comes out. So, even though by pushing the dirt on the side, gimel lugim of water came out of that dirt, still kosher. Now, that's not considered mayim shuvim, since the dirt was never detached from the mikveh. So, even though the mikveh does not have a boim so now, it does not have a boim so, and there was three lugim of water inside that dirt, still when you push the dirt on the side, sweep the dirt on the side, and the water comes out of it, we do not consider it like gimel lugim mayim shuvim, because the water was never detached from the mikveh. It's not called mayim shuvim. What about toilish? Let's say you were picking up this dirt. You had your shovel and you were digging up the dirt out of the mikveh. And then after the dirt came out of the mikveh, now the water started to drip down back into the mikveh. Puzzle. If gimel lugim mayim fall back into the mikveh from this dirt, we consider as if it's mayim shuvim. It's from a tfisa b'yad adam. A person is the one that's making this water like come out from the dirt. Like the water was first in the dirt, now it's coming out. So that's called mayim shuvim. And therefore, if there's less than a boim so in the mikveh, and now gimel lugim fall in, the mikveh would be possible. For Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says no, the mikveh still remains tor. Even though you took the dirt out of the mikveh, and the water fell back in again, that water does not have a psul of mayim shuvim. And he says, why? Mifnei shaloi niskav in lishov. You do not have intentions to draw that water. In other words, your intentions is just to get the dirt out of the mikveh, but not because you want the water to come back in again. So therefore, that's called like any miskaven, it doesn't make a psul of mayim shuvim. However, the Tanakam holds like it's a psigresh, like you know it has to happen. Like whenever you drag the dirt out, you know automatically the drips, the water is going to drip back down again. So it's considered like you're doing it in miskaven, that's where it has the psul of mayim shuvim. Now, Mishneh Zayin. Hamaniya kan kanem bereshagag lenagvan. Somebody leaves, let's say, his barrels on top of his roof to dry out. He has a kakanam, he has the wine barrels that are wet, and he wants to let them dry out. So he puts them on top of the roof to dry out. So now, vinismalo mayim, and overnight or the next day it starts to rain, and rainwater comes into these barrels. So halacha is, mayim shuvim, that we say if water is inside a kli, you can't use it for mikveh water. That's only if a b'nei yodim is nichle, if the person wants the water to be there. But if the person does not want this water to be inside the kli, that will not give it a psul of mayim shuvim. So therefore, in this case, the churu, you do not want the water to be there, because you put your barrel on top of the roof to dry out. So you want it to be dry, you don't want the water to go inside it. So therefore, Reb Lezer says, Reb Lezer Omer, Yemoynas Gishomim Hi, if it's the rainy season right now, so Yemyeshpoy Kemat Mayim Bebor, if there is still some mayim left inside the bor, there is some kosher water inside the mikveh ready, then you shaver. Then the Yetzer is allowed to break this barrel and let the water just fall down into the mikveh. In other words, the water right now inside these barrels does not have a psul mayim shuvim, because you're not nichi, you're not happy with the water in it. So if you would pick up the barrel, that's called a tefisas b'dayodam, that would also make it mayim shuvim. Therefore, you cannot pick up the barrel. So the Eitzer is just to break the barrel and let the water run into the mikveh, and then the water would remain kosher for the mikveh. But v'yim lav, let's say at the beginning there's no water at all left in the mikveh is empty, then lo yishaber. If Lezer holds it does not help to break these barrels to let the water go into the mikveh, you cannot make up the mikveh from these types of water. Because even though really the water in these barrels now are not shuvim, because you're not happy with the water in the barrel, but Reb Lezer could be l'shitosa holds like the Mishnah before, that even the Revius Mayim Shuvim passes the mikveh at the beginning. So at the beginning we're very machmer about the mikveh. So therefore here the water in the barrel maybe like looks like Mayim Shuvim. Like Midrabonin, it even looks like Mayim Shuvim. So therefore if there's no water at all in the mikveh, you're only making it up from this water, you cannot use this water to make up the mikveh. But as long as there's some other water at the beginning, like the first Revius of the mikveh, is water that's Torah, that's kosher water, then even though the rest of the mikveh you fill up from water in these barrels, you keep on breaking these barrels to let the water run out to the mikveh, then the mikveh would be kosher. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, Benkach or Benkach, whether you do have some water left over in the mikveh, or whether there's no water at all left over in the mikveh, still yishaver. You're allowed to just take these barrels and break them, and let the water run into the mikveh and make up the whole mikveh this way. Again, because he doesn't make any gzeira here, that since lemaisa to the water in these barrels, you are not nichele, it's not considered mayim shuvim, therefore you're allowed to use this water to make the mikveh kosher. Or yichveh, or if the other eitzer is, just tilt the barrel on the side and let the water fall out. Again, as long as you do not pick it up. Avolo yorah, but you're not allowed to pick up the barrel and like pour it out. Because once you pick up the barrel, that's called a tfisa. Bideyodim, when a person is holding the barrel, holding the kli, that for sure would make it mayim shuvim. Then the water would be possible to make the mikveh. That's called a tfisas hideyodim. And the maestro Allah, we hold like a Yeshua, that only you can't pick up this barrel. But as long as you don't pick up the barrel, you crack it, or you just tilt it, then the water would be kosher for the mikveh. Yemishneches hasayud sheshochach otzitz babor. A sign that somebody went to like put lime around the bor of the mikveh itself. Now he brought it with a barrel. He brought the lime with a barrel. So he left these barrels inside the mikveh. That means hasayud sheshochach otzitz. He forgot his barrels babor in the bor in the mikveh itself. V'nismalamayim. Now these barrels got filled up with water. Let's say got filled up in the mikveh water. So it depends. Imho yu hamayim tzofim agabav kol shehu. If the water of the mikveh is above the level of the barrels, so in other words, the water in the barrels is like still attached to the mikveh, so it has no psul of shuvim here, therefore yishaber. What you have to do now is just break the barrels and let the water stay in the mikveh, it's still kosher. It never got a shame a mayim shuvim on the water in the barrels, because the water was always attached to the mikveh. What about v'yim lav? Let's say the water of the mikveh became very low, that it did not reach the top of the barrel. So it comes out now the water inside the barrel is like not attached to the mikveh anymore. So here, lo yishaber, you're not allowed to break the barrel. The water like has a psul of mayim shuvim on it. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Now here it's more than the Mishnah before. In the Mishnah before, you put your barrels on top of the roof like to dry out. So therefore, sure, you're not nicha with the water to come in it. But over here, you are a little bit nicha with the water in this barrel. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds when the water is not attached to the mikveh, the water in the barrel becomes mayim shuvim. It doesn't help anymore to break the barrel to let the water stay in the mikveh. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, benkach benkach yishaver. No, whether the water of the mikveh is above the barrel, whether it's below the barrel, even though the waters are not attached, still the water in the barrel is not called lerotzin so much. It's not called yirila nicha with the water in the barrel. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, still you could just break the barrel and let the water stay in the mikveh. The Mishnah test. Hamisader kankanim, some of it has barrels. Betecha bor, he puts a few barrels inside a bor, inside the mikveh, inside the bor of water. Venismalo mayim, and these kankanim, these barrels now, get filled up with water. Now the purpose why he put these barrels in the water was, he wanted, in other words, that the barrels should like get sapped up, should be belayer from the water now. In order that later when you fill up these barrels, let's say with wine, the wine should not go into the barrels. Like the wine will be, the barrels will already be satisfied, filled up with the water. So when you put something else into it, that substance will not go into the bor, into the barrel. So that's why you now put these barrels into the bor of water. In other words, it should get filled up as much as a substance will go inside this barrel, should go now from the water. So again, you don't have kavana that the barrel should be filled up with water. You just want like the water to go on the outside, to go through and through the sides of the barrel. Now, in the smala mayim, what happened was the water of the bor, of the mikveh, went inside the barrel. So that's takash leberotzen. Now, afa pisha bola haboros meimov, even though the rest of the water in the mikveh got dissolved, it's not here anymore. So you only have the water, but in these barrels, halacha is hareza yishaber. You have a right just to break the barrel and let the water stay in the mikveh to make the mikveh kosher. Because again, this water is not considered shuvim, it's not considered like it was nicha to be inside the barrel. Mishnah Yud. Mikvah sheyesh bo yaboyim so, mayim v'tit. You have a mikvah that has 40 so there, made up with water and tit. In other words, the tit, the dirt of the mikvah, is also part of the aboyim so. So Rabbi Lezer says, matabilim b'mayim, you're allowed to be table something, either your body or kalim, in the water part. But v'yein matabilim b'tit, you're not allowed to put your kli inside the tit, inside the dirt. Even though the dirt, the sand, the mud of the mikvah is mitzarev, is part of the aboyim so, but still the actual tefillah should only be in the water part and not in the part of the mud. Rabbi Yeshua says, b'mayim v'atit, no, even the tit, even the mud, you could also make the tefillah there. You can make the tefillah, put your kelim either in the water part or else in the part of the tit. Now, b'yezer tit matbilim, what type of mud, what type of dirt is considered like water that you can make the tefillah inside it? So, the Mishnah says, b'tit shahamayim tzofim agavav. It has to be the dirt, the sand, that there's mikveh water on top of it. Like if the dirt is on the side, then you cannot be kosher to be tevil there. It has to be that you have water directly on top of the dirt. In other words, like when you put, even a person, when he puts his foot into the mikveh, even though his feet go sink down into the mud, still it's a good tefillah. Because since there's water on top of the mud, so like when you first put your feet into the mikveh, your feet first go into the water, then when it gets pressed down, it's still considered mechuba to the mikveh, therefore it would be a good tefillah. What about so hoya hamayim mitzadech? Let's say the water was on one side, and the other side was the dirt. Then moedu Rabbi Yeshua agrees, shematbilim hamayim. You can only be tovel in the water part, v'yein matbilim betit, but you cannot be tovel in the tit in the mud part. Even though, again, this mud is mitzara for the shear of aboyim. So, but since there's no water on top of the mud, here you cannot be tovel in the mud, rather only in the water. Now the Mishnah says, b'yezer tit omru. What type of tit, what type of dirt do we say could be mashed from the mikveh, could be considered part of the aboyim so of the mikveh? So the Mishnah says, betit shehakona yered melev. It has to be very soft, mud-like. that even a kon, even a reed, would just float inside, go straight inside it by itself. That's how soft the mud has to be. Petit shahakona, I mean the piece of reed, would yerud mele, would go down inside it, it's so soft, it will fall in. Divru Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Rabbi Yehudu Reimer, mokoim shein kinei hamidoimid. Has to be a place that the kinei hamidah would not stand up. It means even though the tit is not that soft, that a kona would just fall into it, but when you stick in a kona, you stick in a reed there, it doesn't stay put or just fall down. In other words, the mud is so soft that it can't hold a reed up. That's enough to give it a shame or tit to be mitzaref with the meimikvah. It means even though it's not as soft as the first amount of yom, as to say that a reed would just float, fall right through it, but a koponim, it has to be not thick enough to hold up the reed. Abeloza ben doylo yoymer. Mokoim shahamish koilois yoredis. The place that the mishkolos weights would fall down. Even though at the tit, the mud is a little bit thick, but
still if the weights that are used with shashi building would sink into it, that's also called soft enough to make it part of the mikvah. Rabbi Eliezer oymer hayored bepichovis. It has to be dirt that would go into a pichovis, go into the opening of a barrel. Now, even though it's pretty thick, and the mishkolis, the weights, would not sink into it, but since it's soft enough that you could put it into a barrel, into a small, a narrow barrel, a glass, a jar, let's say, it has a narrow opening to it, that's also enough to give it a shame to part of the mikvah. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, ha-nichnas v'shaferos ha-noid. A sand or dirt that could go through a pipe, as if it's soft enough to go through a pipe, that's also enough. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok Oymer, Hanimdoid balug. In other words, a lug is a little bit wider than a shoferos hanoid. So kids also, even though it's a little bit more thicker, but as long as the sand could go through, this type of a nimdoid could be measured balug. That's also a type of a kli that you want to put something through. Just the opening is a little bit wider than a shoferos hanoid. If the mud could go through it, that's also soft enough to give it a shame, part of the mikvah. Yeah, Perek Gimel, Mishnalef. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Shnei mikvois, if there are two mikvois, Shein behem aboim so, neither of them had aboim so. Let's see, both of them only had 20 so. Now, v'noflu lezeh loigu machza, ulezeg loigu machza. In this mikvah, it fell a lug and a half of mayim shuvim, and in the second mikvah, it fell a lug and a half of mayim shuvim. So far, both mikvois are not possible, because since you do not have gimel, Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, there's no psul. If you would add on more water, the mikvah would become kosher. But now the case was the Nisorvu. These two mikvahs got mixed together. So now Lamaisi, you have 40 saw of Mayim, you have a kosher mikvah, but there's also Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim there. So the offer is ksherim. Still we say this one big mikvah now is kosher. Why? If Neshele Nikra Layim Shem Sul. Originally, each mikvah did not have a shem sul yet, and each mikvah only fell a lug and a half of mayim shuvim. That does not make a psul. Now when they come together, you have aboyim sur, therefore we look as if the mikvah is kosher. Ava mikvah shem boy aboyim sur, let's say you have a mikvah that does not have aboyim sur yet, and now v'nof luvoy shleish lugim, and now three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into this mikvah. So in other words, this mikvah now becomes posel. Now, v'nechlak lishnayim, this one mikvah divides up into two parts. Each part only has 20 so. So l'churi, each part also only has like a lug and a half of mayim shuvim. So l'churi, each half should be kosher. Still we say no posel. Both halves remain posel. It's not enough to add onto it now more mikvah, more water. V'nei shenikro lo shem sul. Because since at the beginning it had already the shem sul, the shem sul does not go off. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Lamaisa, the mikvah now is kosher. Since now in each mikvah there's less than gimel lugim mayim shuvim, it becomes kosher. Shehoi Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, because Rabbi Yeshua used to say, Kol mikvah shein boy aboyim so. Anytime you have a mikvah that doesn't have aboyim so yet of mayim, v'nof luloi shloish lugim, and then three lugim fell in of mayim shuvim. But the chos rafilu kurtov, it's missing mamash a drop. In other words, not a complete gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell in. A little bit less than gimel lugim fell in, a locher is kosher.
Because lemaisi you do not have gimel lugim mayim shuvim in this mikvah, therefore the mikvah is kosher. See also, even though at the beginning you had it, but now since the mikvah divided in half, each half does not have gimel lugim mayim shuvim, therefore the mikvah becomes kosher. The chacham mayim and the chacham say no, liyolam hu b'psulay, it remains possible. Now, since at the beginning you had gimel lugim mayim shuvim in this mikvah, and it was left on aboyim sah, so you look as if the whole water now has a psul shuvim on it. Therefore, even though the mikvah divides up now, so what? Both halves have the psul of mayim shuvim on it. Ad until sheyetzi mimenu maloyev yoid. Until the majority of the water that was there at the beginning fell out, and more water came in, the yoid and dropped more. A drop more than the majority, then it's okay. Then we say that since the majority left, like the mayim shuvim also went out a drop. So now that we do not have gimel lugim left over, then the mikvah becomes kosher. In other words, if at the beginning, when the gimel lugim fell in, there was only 20 lugim, there was only 20 saws of mayim, even though later on you filled it up to aboyim, the only way you can make it kosher is if again 20 saw of water fall out, and it dropped more. But since it dropped more, for sure we say some of the mayim shuvim also fell out. Therefore, now we could say for sure there's less than gimel lugim mayim shuvim here. Therefore, the mikvah becomes kosher. Now, Mishnah Beis. Ketzad, how is this case? In other words, how exactly do we make the mikvah kosher again? Ha'bor shebchotzer. You have a bor, a mikvah in your backyard. V'noflu loy shloisha lugim. And before you had aboyim saw in the mikvah, it fell in gimel lugim of mayim shuvim. The lachar is li'edlam hu b'psuloy. The mikvah now remains posel. Even if you add more water into it, still it remains possible. How do you make it kosher? Ad sheyetzi mimenu maloyei. Until those original 20 saw that was in the mikvah, when the gimel lugim fell in, now fell out. V'yoid, and it dropped more than those 20 saw. So since a drop more went out, then for sure some of the mayim shuvim went out, therefore it's kosher. Or yad, or until sheyamed b'chotzer aboyim saw. Until let's say like you make another mikvah in this chotzer, which has aboyim saw of mayim ksherim. V'yitaru he'elyoinim min atachtoinim. And we'll make a type of an attachment here between the top one and the bottom one, and we'll make it kosher. In other words, you make a mikvah kosher underneath this mikvah that's posel, and we'll make a charitz, we'll make a hole attaching the two mikvahs. Therefore, the bottom mikvah will make the mikvah kosher, like with hashoka. That's another way of being metayer mayim shuvim. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah poisel. Elazar ben Azariah doesn't like this last sight. He tells the mikvah story remains posel. El im kein pokach, unless you like clog it up. Some say it means your blazer says that this top bor that has the mayim shuvim in it, you have to like make a pokach, means like close it up, that it has no other attachments to any other waters. The only attachment it is only to this bottom mikvah. That's called the chibur gomer. Then the bottom mikvah could be metahir the top mikvah. Now Mishnah Gimel, bor shuvim olay mayim shuvim. You have a bor full of mayim shuvim. And there's a stream of water, let's say of rainwater, that's flowing through it, and goes out. So now, we say the water itself always remains possible. We still say there's mayim shuvim here. Until you can make a cheshbin, you can make an account, that from the original water that was in this bor, there's no more there. Is even less than gimel lugim left from the original water. In other words, at the beginning, this bor was full of mayim shuvim. Now there's a flow of rainwater coming through, so every little second it takes out more and more water from the original. But it's only kosher if you could say for sure all the water left it, and there's even less than gimel lugim of the original water there. Then we say it's kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Shnayim shoyim matilim lamikvah. Two people were pouring water into the mikvah.
Now, zeh loigu machzo, v'zeh loigu machzo. This person was pouring in the lug and a half of mayim shuvim, and the second person was. In other words, we had a mikvah now left in our boyim so, and two people were pouring in mayim shuvim into this mikvah. Or else, ha'soichet es ksusoi. If somebody is like wringing out his jacket, u'matum imkremes harbi. In other words, let's say your jacket, your clothing fell into the mikvah, and it was exactly our boyim so. Now, when you pick up your jacket, it's full of water, so the mikveh now has less than aboyim so, and the water in the mikveh is like mayim shuvim.
Now when you wring out the water, it's coming out from different places of your coat, but it's falling into the mikveh. Or else we hamar, if somebody pours the mayim shuvim minatzartzer, from a type of a kli, that has a sprout on it, and it has like different spaces there on the sprout, that water's coming out from different holes. The water's coming out from different places. So, Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Akiva says in all these cases, the mikveh is still kosher. Rabbi Akiva holds, mayim shuvim only makes the mikveh possible if you have gimalugim coming directly from one kli and one spot of the kli. But if it comes from different places, you don't have the psul of mayim shuvim. However, v'chachomim poisim, v'chomim say no. What's the difference? L'maisa, three lugu mayim shuvim rin the mikveh before you have aboyim sur, the mikveh is possible. Now, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, li'omru matilin, ela matil. It doesn't say lashon of matilin to pour the gimalugim, mashma from different places. Ela matil, mashma from one place. Or Mulod, v'chomim said back, no. Loi kach v'la kach l'omru. It doesn't say either way. Ela rather just says, shenoflu l'shloish lugim. As long as three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikveh, what do I care if it's from one kli or from two klis? It doesn't make a difference. Still, the mikveh becomes possible. Now, Mishnah Dala continues on with the Chom Shita, that mikli echod mishnayim mishloishim starfim. If these gimel lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikveh, even from two or three different kelim, still it's mitzdarfim and it makes the mikveh possible. However, mi'aboi mitzdarfim. But if it falls from four different kelim, there's each kli had less than a saw, less than a lug, then it's not mitzdarf. Now, Balkeri HaChoyla, Balkeri that was sick. Shenof Lolof Tisha Kabimayim. For him it's enough, the Tarish Gedavin, or learn Torah, is enough of Tisha Kabimayim fall on top of him. Or else the Torah, a person that was Torah, Shenof Laroish Shavaruba, Shloish Lugim Mayim Shuvim. If Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim fell on top of him, that's Metam him the Rabbonin. So now, these halachas are only good again, Mikliyechod, Mishtam, Mishloishim, Storfin. If you throw the Tisha Kabim Mayim on top of the person, either from one or two kalim or three, it's also mitzdarf. But me'aboyim mitzdarfim, if it comes from four different kalim, then it's not mitzdarf.
Now, b'medavum amurim, when was this said? B'zman she'ischala she'ni achle posak arishin.
When the second one started before the first one ended. That's when it's good for the Tisha Kabim upon a Balkeri. Now, b'medavum amurim, when was this said at the beginning of the Mishnah, that these gimalugim still pass for the mikvah? B'zman she'ischala neskavon rabbis. If you don't have intentions of throwing the water into the mikvah to make it more water, then we say in four kalim it's not mitzdarf. If you have kavanah to make the mikvah more, then no matter how